Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
I don't like doing these episodes. You know, again, my podcast is talking about real life issues that I'm going through, struggles or books or issues. And then in some podcasts that are coming up, I'm going to talk about political issues, you know. So I'm going to talk about something that's, you know, that's really important. So I may talk about something related to books that I've written or political issues, because I got one coming up just regarding some of these legislatures. So I'll get to that soon. This podcast is about real-life issues that I'm going through. I heard that Governor Newsom was going to pass a law to put people who are severely mentally ill into, like, take a mental court, put them in a hospital. I think they should. I think that Newsom should, because he's a very good governor. I support Governor Newsom. Hope he gets reelected, you know, because being a Democrat is so important. Well, basic common sense is about what I experienced living in LA. Then again, why should I be surprised? You know, before I came out here, I was told that LA, Los Angeles, California has a reputation of being very way out, having some people who are really way out and real crazy. But I thought it was because, you know, like Hollywood and San Francisco are just places for people to go to be themselves. And I'm one of them, you know. But I came out for that entertainment. And I think one of the reasons is Hollywood, the entertainment, which I came out here for. Just like other artists. With artists, we have our own lives and so on. Well, I'm going to mention that Governor Newsom said March 3rd of this year that he was going to launch a new plan to help Californians struggle with mental health challenges and homelessness. I think he should. I think, in my opinion, there are a lot of people on the streets mentally ill who need to be given some psychiatric treatment or in this state, because, you know, that's my opinion because of my own personal experience. Just talk about having a care court where people who are severely mentally ill, living on the street with severe mental illness and substance abuse, and help them with, you know, homelessness. But, you know, as an option to prevent incarceration. And the care court, if it passed, will not wait until someone's hospitalized or arrested before providing treatment. Care court will provide an opportunity for a range of people, intervention and mental health service providers, to refer people from specific elements on how to get them into community-based services. I say that because I dealt with some people the last 20 years of my life. What is it, 2022? Since 2001? Yeah, 2001 to 2021 years, who I don't think have the capacity to act, who are, in my opinion, I don't think are healthy enough to understand how to respect boundaries or basic common sense. And I think the oldest people are definitely qualified for this to get them some treatment. You know, I talked about this in previous podcasts where I live next door to somebody who don't know me. I mean, they look alike. I mean, they maybe have dark skin color or et cetera, you know, but it doesn't matter what race it is and who put their sickness on me, who did not know how to mind their business. If you don't know how to mind your business, you got some serious mental illness, especially if you come across a stranger. Is it jealousy or whatever? And I think it was because I ignored them. I told you about this before. Everybody ignores all people. A lot of people ignore me. I just move on. We just look the other way. Some people can't handle being ignored by a stranger, which is shows a sign of some mental health illness, because no one, you can't make someone like you or talk to you. So I think they have severe mental illness. They don't know how to mind their business. Maybe they have substance abuse, which I suspect drinking, drugs, or some criminal activity. So I think they qualify. On my personal level, I try to stay healthy, you know. In the past, when I bring up things that are so important to the issues related to concerns, people disregard it and can't believe it. But I know that I'm telling the truth. I have to be adamant about what I feel. As long as I'm telling the truth and I approach it in a way that shows that I'm aware of what I'm saying. And people make prejudgments on what I say and how I act in very condescending ways because they're ignorant or because they're making prejudgments that has nothing to do with the truth. And I have to be aware of that, how I come across, because perhaps I come across as too, you know, they just can't believe it. Well, in this life, you had to keep an open mind. But the most important thing is that I didn't necessarily show them evidence about what I was seeing, because even if I take a picture or whatever, et cetera, which I have to do, it's very hard. So I'm trying the best I can to show that evidence. So in the meantime, I have to say alleged or something to show that I'm aware. Because if I don't have the evidence, it's impossible for people to take me seriously. But before I can get to that, I mean, they won't even nudge. But some people do have some illness. And, you know, my background is that I was exposed to people with severe illnesses, and I cannot hang around people like that regardless of where they come from, no matter what they look like. If you ain't well, you ain't well. If you can't mind your business, something wrong. But I think that these individuals, you know, should have somebody get involved. If they don't have much or they can't look in the mirror and change their life and move on, especially with strangers, I don't care what it is. If you don't know somebody, you don't go and start targeting them, harassing them, following them around. So that's somebody who's not well. So I hope they pass the CARE Act. And it's for somebody who's severe. Some things, you know, it seems like, you know, a lot of things are basic common sense. You know, how you deal with people, which I learned as a child. You know, I don't go to strangers. I have to mind my business, keep to myself. Whatever's going on, it's none of my business. If I can't mind my business, then something's wrong with me mentally. A loose cannon, it's going to be in right trouble. If you get ignored or whatever, you just have to move on. The reason is that the early indications that out in the public, some people just don't have that capacity. It's dangerous out there. And I ain't going to mess with some stranger or somebody I know next door to me or something, because I don't know who they are and what they are. The best policy is to be nice and just to move on. Life is too short. It really is. Even after 20 years, that's a very long time. You have to move on. So basic common sense is to respect my neighbors, respect people, do the best I can to tell the truth if there's any concerns and when it's necessary. But also, you know, respect and mind my business, because it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to get into other people's business. It's going to cause trouble, and it's recklessness, and it's not a way you deal with people, especially strangers. Strangers are people you don't know. So it's basic common sense. Don't go up to somebody's home. Don't go up to somebody you don't know. If you're whatever you're feeling, that is the way it is. And that's how it is, one day at a time. But they don't know how to mind their business. Then the Mental Health Care Act should help to get them on medication, learn how to approach people directly. Don't go up there and say, oh, start talking about somebody you don't know and start coming over to somebody you don't even know. Because there's people who are not well mentally or criminals don't know how to mind their business. That is just the truth. So those individuals need to be checked with the care court. But people, there are people out there in the, on the street. You know, people. I mean, I saw people. You know, where I live. You know, still on the street for years. It's really sad. Yeah, they should get help. But there is a correlation between people who have severe mental health illness and drugs and alcohol. Because drugs and alcohol mess with the brain. It does. So basic common sense. Basic common sense is to just keep to myself, do my own thing, and move on. And basic common sense is to deal with people directly. If you don't deal with people directly, move on. If you're too nosy or whatever, something wrong, just move on. That's not how you deal with people. Don't get into somebody else's business, because it's going to cause more trouble. To prevent trouble, keep away. Unless you know them. It's also basic common sense for me, a person who wants to be well and act well, not hang out with an unwell person. You can't hang out, you know, this basic common sense for me not to hang out or deal with on a direct basis with anyone who's unwell or a criminal. That's common sense. What I'm going to do, hang out with somebody who's unwell and put myself in jeopardy or getting hurt or some negative situation, crime, my life. Life is too short. It's just taking it one day at a time. I don't know all the answers. And I'm not a mental health expert, because I'm, you know, I don't aspire to be a mental health expert. I'm just saying basic common sense. And I'll leave it there. Basic common sense. It doesn't matter what race or color or gender or sexual orientation or origin or religion. We just have to respect people's boundaries and mind our business. That's a sign of someone who's healthy mentally. If there is some concern, like an emergency, you know, the really extreme, then yes, get involved. Call police, ambulance, whatever, yes. But if it's not mine, our business, that's just basic common sense. Good day, good night, from Dublin.